Danny Lakey Light Show.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a real weird headspace to be in tonight. No one quite knows what's going to go on. I kept it to a minimum last night. I just didn't want to bring down the show, but I did receive some news last night around 9 p.m.
That only had 24 hours to live.
It's not a long time, Danny.
Not a long time. Not a lot of notice. You would have thought it would have been in this person's best interest to give me enough notice. But no, 24 hours to live, it's everyone's favourite hypothetical.
You've been making the most of it.
Mate, I didn't go to bed last night. I'll tell you that much. I mean, I've only got an hour left, by the way. When I heard this news, I thought, I better hurry up and do this show. I didn't go to sleep last night. I bungee jumped late last night.
Oh, just you?
Yes, went skydiving this morning.
Giant bungee jump?
Yes, I've spent all my money. I'm doing everything. I, of course, rang my family, told them I love them. All my friends, all my dearest. I've only got an hour left, guys. This is not good.
Yeah, we've got everything set up in here as well for when things, you do pass away.
It's going to happen on the show.
Yeah.
It's,
we've got a coffin.
About 55 minutes away, I'm led to believe, if the information that I was told last night at 9 o'clock is correct.
We don't actually know how this is going to happen either. How are you going to cark it?
Well, I don't know. I know as much as you do. I know as much as you do. It doesn't even say it on the rundown. It's ridiculous. I mean, I better start living a bit more, though.
Yeah.
You've only got 50 minutes to live.
Man, 50 minutes? What are you going to do?
I'm going to cram in a whole heap. I've got a nice little treat now. I'm going to eat till I spew. Next, the ultimate gluttony, my final meal. Oh, you know what? Let's give away all the Danny Lakey goody sacks tonight, by the way. No, let's do it. Screw it. If I'm going to pass away, what good are they going to be tomorrow?
All right. Yeah, they'll be gone. There'll be a new Danny Lakey.
Famous historical relics. Every caller who gets on the air tonight. Danny Lakey goodie sack. Yeah, the chocolate massage oil, the banana-flavoured massage oil, the bubblegum-flavoured condoms, the stubby holder, the whole lot. Kick it off with a game next if you can guess what my last meal is.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Lakey's last hour on earth.
Don't have much time left, guys.
It's sad. We're up, we've got 50 minutes.
Do not fear for me, young Shoey Louie, for I will live this next 50 minutes to the fullest. Plenty of things I've always wanted to do, and plenty of things that I never would have done unless I was hit with my own mortality with only 50 minutes to go. 13-10-60, going to play a little game right now with the Danny Lakey goody sack up for grabs. We all know that if we only had 50 minutes to live, we would eat like pigs.
Oh,
we would eat our final meal.
In the trough like pigs.
Mm. Sows even. What would your final meal be?
Pasta.
Would it really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no. I'm never.
Gnocchi.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, no. I wouldn't even eat that when I'm alive. No,
excuse
hell no.
Me?
No, I'm not a pasta man. I'm not a pastafarian. Look, 13-10-60, if you can guess the last meal that I'm about to eat, a Danny Lakey goody sack up for grabs. We're giving them away tonight because they won't be worth anything tomorrow.
Can you guess my last meal?
Can you guess my last meal?
The food before I'm gone.
The food before I'm gone.
I'm going to graze.
I'm intrigued.
I am going to dine. Well, look, this is the meal. Oh, trust me, I've never eaten a bowl of this before. Because it
a
is
bowl.
That. Yeah, it's in a bowl. I have never eaten this ever before. Well, the way that it's prepared and set up for me. Because it's so off the chain high in calories. That I couldn't live with myself eating this kind of thing.
See, I don't know if you're a sweet or savoury man either. Like the options are endless.
Mm. Look, I'll give down a clue first. Tara on the Central Coast, you're caller number one. Hello, you got a hunch? Is it sweet or savoury, you reckon?
I reckon you're going to go full savoury.
Mm, interesting. You may know me too well. Hang on a second. Let me have a first bit here.
It's almost squishy.
Mmm. God, that's good.
Oh, and okay. I thought it was
going
to be one thing, but now that I've heard that, I'm going to go a completely different way.
Go on then.
It's like, it's a bowl of pho or laksa.
Ooh. No.
Oh,
unfortunately not. No.
No. Oh, my God.
No. No. And remember, can we please keep the call short and sharp? I've only got 45 minutes left, guys. Eva. In Doncaster. Hello. I'll give a clue.
Hello.
I'll give a clue now. Now, the last lady, I mean, ish, it was originally made overseas. So
yep.
There's your clue. Let me have another pizza, by the way, because Jesus.
Yeah, it's pizza, for sure.
Pizza, you reckon?
Yeah, definitely.
Incorrect.
No.
Incorrect.
I can't see over here.
I don't mind pizza, but I've had pizza before.
It sounds good, but I can't see what it is.
This is taking food to the next level. This is the consumption that you're going to do when you know you've only got 45 minutes left on the planet. Ashley in the Hunter Valley, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Would you like a clue?
Yes.
All right, hang on, as I eat a bit more here. When I'm done, I'm definitely going to need a clean up.
I'm thinking tacos.
No.
Tacos.
No, I think incorrect. I've got what it is.
Scott, in Bendigo on 131060. Hello.
G'day.
Now,
sorry. I was just going to say, if I had 1 hour left to live.
Yeah.
It'd have to be KFC.
Wow. Now, we're on a very tight ship here.
I've just gone through the delivery myself. I've got the food right next to me.
Have you really? Now,
I do.
Let me just say this, that I love KFC. It is my favourite takeaway. And I don't eat KFC that much because, you know, it's just too high in calories for me. I'm not gonna do that. Mate. You've only got one vessel. It is some sort of KFC concoction. Here's another clue. There's a lot of herbs and spices, but not much protein.
Is it just the skins?
No. You're over there munching on the skins.
Look at this.
No.
I have got a whole bowl. You know what? I went and got a 21-piece feed. I ripped all the skin off, threw the chicken in the bin.
Yeah, where'd you put the chicken?
It's in the bin.
Just
You're
the
worse
skin.
Than Eric Cartman. You did that one. You're worse than him. At least he didn't throw it out.
No, I don't care.
You've eaten about 15 pieces already.
Yeah, good. Come at me, bro. Come at me. I've only got about 40 minutes left. Well done, goody sack for you, Scotty, in Bendigo.
Now, Ooh. You love KFC chicken skin that much.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think what we've got lined up for you next, you're going to love even more. Like, this is going to be the ultimate thing that you're doing next.
More than KFC chicken skin.
Seriously, get nervous. You're going to love it.
Oh, yeah. 40 minutes left on this earth. I'm living.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Lakey's last hour on earth.
Interesting. I mean, we've always had that hypothetical, haven't we? Well, what would you do if you only had an hour to live? What would you do? You ring up your family and tell them I love them, and what else would you do? I've already had a final last meal, which was very nice, the KFC chicken skin.
I can't believe out of everything that's what you'd pick for your last meal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I love KFC, but not for your last meal. Go all out.
Nah, just the chicken skin. I've always wanted to do it. That's the thing. But I thought, no, I'd never get that gluttonous. Unless, of course, I had an hour to live and nothing mattered anymore. I've still got a couple of breaks to fill, I assume, before I die.
We thought there's one thing that we know you've always wanted to do with a colleague of yours.
Right.
Okay, it's a lady. It's not me.
No, I don't want to do much with you. I can assure you that, Shuey Louie.
We've got Nat Fagan. Oh. Do you know what's happening now? She's coming in.
Oh, promotions girl, Nat. Look, Nat's a very pretty woman. Yes, she may be my secret office crush. I do get a little bit giddy.
She's in studio now with a big grin.
Hello, Nat. How are you?
Hey, Lakey.
I mean, you can hear she finds me repulsive, which I understand it takes two to tango usually. I hope you had a bit of work. This is a long time to stay back after your usual 5 o'clock knockoff time.
Well, we know that you are very interested in people's feet. So, I know you've always had a thing for Nat's feet.
Have had a thing for Nat's feet. Occasionally
very,
she does walk around in slip-on thongs and sandals, and I do manage to catch a glimpse from time to time. Look, it's the golden foot. If there was a prettiest foot in the office award, Nat would win it hands down with the golden foot.
They're not that great.
No, I think they're great. They are. A perfect ratio. Great.
According to Lakey, they are beautiful.
Fantastic arches, well-kempt heels. The toe ratio is all on. She did lose a toenail a couple of months ago. I did notice that, Nat.
Well, that's, yes, it would have grown
back.
That was
bad. What is the weirdest thing, because you saw that.
I've followed the life of the regrown toenail for many months now.
I think that's what's fascinating me the most, which is really
He would probably
really
love
concerning.
The toenail and like put it in his room somewhere. I should have wrapped. We've got your oil, stuff that you usually use.
My organic Moroccan argan oil for bath and massage body oil, of course. Yes, it's full of sweet almond oil, sunflower oil. It's a mixture of rosehip, jojoba, macadamia seed, and orange fruit oil. Perfect for foot massages.
Sounds divine. Good
Don't
flavors.
Tell, do not tell me, office crush / golden foot potential award winner, Nat, that you have given me permission, since I only have 40 minutes left to live, that I can massage your feet.
Well, I did hear this, so I thought I would let you. Yeah.
Jesus Christ! Yeah. Help!
a good last hour for you.
I don't need another 40 minutes. Just give me 4 minutes and then I'll die a happy man.
Maybe a minute and a half, not 4 minutes.
What do you want?
Which one's the toenail not growing on?
This one, which is the grossest.
So you want the one without the toenail?
Yeah, this is the grossest.
All right, if you could pop it up there. Oh, God, this is everything that I've ever imagined.
Christ, don't even get a close-up shaking. Of my foot.
This is the kindest thing that anyone's ever done for me.
I can't believe that we're doing this.
I'm so close. I've only ever looked at this from a distance. It's amazing. It's like going to the Louvre and seeing the Mona Lisa for the first time. I've only seen it on the internet. All right.
You've got quite nice thin feet. I'll give you that.
They're very thin. They're miraculous. All right. I'm going to start the heel and work up the arch into the toes. Remember this, Daniel. Remember this day.
I can't even watch you.
Oh, God.
It's going to tickle.
Are you going to get, like, the potential of an erection?
Me? No, Shuey Louie. Now, where are the sore spots now? Because whilst I'm down here, we may as well make it worth.
Oh, my God.
Not only for me, but for you as well.
You should see the grin. Everyone listening, the grin on Danny's face.
This is fantastic.
Oh, well, Lakey.
It's sliding off the table. We've got a real oily foot on our hands here.
How much oil did you
He's getting lots. Right in there.
I'm not going to be able to put my shoe back on.
So
get
much,
the toes as well, so
much,
Lakey.
So much stress.
Nat's a big
there.
Netballer. She needs
easy
this.
There. Yeah, yes. I can feel on the right, this right bunion here, right on the ball.
Oh.
To be honest, that's why I love the foot even more.
Get the heel. That looks a bit tender.
Good stuff.
Okay,
right.
Now you're doing a weird kind of rusty move.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Forgot what was going on there. Look, fantastic.
Wrong thing.
Okay, are we done?
Well done.
That's like the end that's of the good. Massage.
That's
slap
good.
Thing.
Yes, we'll go to a song. We'll get the other foot up in a sec, guys.
No, that's it. That's it, Lakey. One foot.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Lakey's last hour on earth.
Yeah, it is my last hour on earth. Only about 15 minutes left, to be honest. And look, guys, thank you so much, Shuey Lou and producer Jack, for being so supportive and staying strong throughout the whole of this last 24-hour period, and especially during this last hour. You got me some KFC chicken skin, producer Jack. You know I love that as my last meal. You organised me to massage my office crusher's feet. But I've eaten all the skin I can eat, and I've massaged all the feet I can massage.
How are you feeling? You a bit nervous?
I'm not nervous. I'm ready.
You're ready.
There's just one more thing that I need to do. And I haven't told you guys about this, but and you know off the air some of the struggles that I've had, you know, the politics behind the scenes in the workplace. And I don't think that I can leave this earth satisfied without telling Boss Jace to go F himself.
Are you?
You can't do that.
What?
Yeah.
You're going to call him.
I'm going to call
now,
him.
Now, live.
I'm going to call him and tell him to go F himself.
Can I just say you're going to regret this?
I won't
when
regret
it. No, people are not going to think good things if you do this.
Don't care.
He's on holidays with his kids. You can't call him.
He'll be in the middle of a bedtime story with his kids.
Don't care. Don't care. He'll take my calls. I don't think he's going to answer a private number, though, so I'm not going to call him off the studio phone because he might know something's up. Well, I've got his number. I'm going to call it right now.
I'm not part of this.
No, this is going to be therapeutic. This is going to be good gear.
Well, Jack and I, we're not involved. Neither's Geezer. This is all on you.
Lakey, how are you, mate?
I don't know. Not too good, probably.
What have you done?
It's not really what I've done, mate. It's what you and Tots and stuff have done. I think you should go f*** yourself. Jace?
Hello?
Yeah, I think you should go f*** yourself.
Why is that, Darl?
I don't appreciate you calling me Darl when I'm telling you to go f*** yourself.
Are you alright, Lakey?
I can't do it anymore. I can't do it. Oh, God. He's hung up. Jack, call him back on your phone. Call him back and tell him it's all a prank. I literally do want to die now.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Happy Wednesday.
Lakey's last hour on Earth.
Come on, that. Last 10 minutes on Earth, I'm led to believe. I was given the heads up about 24 hours ago. Yeah, mate. You've had a good hour. It's been a great hour.
Fabulous
can I just say.
Hour.
This was an hour well lived. If only I'd lived every hour like I lived my last hour, I don't think I'd have any regrets, and I think I would have lived 1,000 lives.
Massaging your office crusher's feet every hour.
Oh, that's good. Feeling a little gluttonous, of course, from all the KFC chicken skin I ate. feeling a little bit relieved that I told my boss Jase to go and F himself. Just one time before I cark it. No, he deserved it.
I'd probably leave that one off the list if I was you.
I regret nothing. I regret nothing. It's interesting when you reach this point. I guess if you ever did reach this point, you'd be stuck around the last couple of minutes just twiddling your thumbs thinking, well, when's it going to happen? How's it going to happen?
When is it happening?
It's a good point. There's nothing written on the run sheet here. You don't know.
No, I don't.
Producer Jack doesn't seem to know out there.
I'm not sure either, but you look quite stressed. Maybe just have a little bit of drink of water.
Good idea. Good idea, Producer Jack. See, I knew you were good for something out there.
It does look close and cold.
Yeah, that is quite... Hang on a second. Producer Jack.
Danny?
Is this you, Producer Jack?
Danny! Are you okay? Hi, Mike Manuva!
No!
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Yes, yes, it is I, Vicar David, about to start the funeral of the one and only Daniel, no middle name, Lakey. Taken far too soon. It is a day that will rest heavy in our hearts. Vale, young man, vale.
Vicar David, I think it's pronounced Vale.
Thank you, Producer Jack. It's my first time doing this, so I appreciate your support. Vale, young man. And rip. Rip in peace.
R.I.P.
R.I.P., young man. A little bit later on in the funeral, Vanessa Amorosi will come by and sing one of Daniel Lakey's favorite songs, Shine. We'll also give the listeners a chance to say goodbye by ringing in on 131060 with their favourite memories, their fond moments, and most of all, their heartfelt eulogies. But I think it's only fair next to invite three of Lakey's favourite ladies onto the show to say a couple of words.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
If you're just joining us, it is Vicar David here conducting the funeral procession of a man taken too soon. Yes, Danny Lakey is no longer with us. He spent the last hour enjoying things such as KFC chicken skin, telling his boss to go F himself, and co-workers' feet. He lived a fantastic life, and it is now in this next half an hour where we plan to honour the fantastic man that he was. We invite up to say a few words three of Daniel's favourite ladies. One being Dr. Nikki, the sexologist. Two being Samantha X, the high-class cougar escort who never slept with him. And three, his very own flesh and blood, his mother, Michelle. Dr. Nikki, over to you.
Hi, it's Dr. Nikki. I'm so sad to hear about the passing of Danny Lakey. I really am going to miss our sex chats and his little interjections into my sex question. No sex question is complete without his opinion. But most of all, I'm going to be really sad for him that he doesn't get to explore and experiment with sex anymore. But I do, and you do. So sorry, Danny. Bad luck. Rest in peace.
Dr. Nikki, may I remind you that even though Daniel is not here, wherever he is, he's still very much open to the idea of sexual intercourse. But thank you nonetheless. We now invite Samantha X to say a few words.
Hi, Danny, it's Samantha X here, famous escort, the one that didn't have sex with you. Probably would have shagged you, sooner or later. Listen, who's taking over from you?
Never mind about that, Samantha X, and a firm reminder, if Daniel Lakey ever does come back in another life or is reincarnated in any way, you can still sleep with him. Now, it brings me great pleasure, but great pain, to introduce his mother, Michelle, to say a few words.
One of my earliest, fondest memories are Danny as a little boy. Each morning, he'd come running into my bedroom, jump on the bed, squeeze my cheeks and say, "I love you, Mummy." When his little brothers came along, he'd spend hours making them laugh and play with them. He'd make up quiz shows and commentate on their scooter races. He had a talent for talking, but only when in character. Otherwise, he was quite quiet and shy. He also was head boy at primary school. We were all so proud. At 18, he started uni on the Gold Coast. Unfortunately, the drinking culture of uni was going to give him a few years of struggle after that. When we would get together as a family, he was always the funny one, always the one with way out there ideas, always the one with little snippets of wisdom. We all still laugh about the fact that Danny's favourite film was Pitch Perfect. For us, and for those of you who know Danny, it just didn't seem the right fit for his personality. But that was Danny. We could never be sure what he would think about something. I will remember his laugh and his big hairy smile. You think that landing a spot on national radio, his dream job, that he'd be shouting from the rooftops. But no, he took it all in his stride and just set his new goals. He's one of the most humble people I know. I knew.
Okay, Michelle Lakey, thank you. Just a little too depressing there from you. Maybe a little bit too long, but we understand that you don't quite understand the time lengths involved with commercial radio. It is up to me now, Vicar David, to invite members of the public to not only pay their respects, but lift the mood that Michelle Lakey so somberly brought down.
Ayo. It's time to say Lakey's eulogies. Why don't you call 131060?
And he did leave in the will 3 Danny Lakey goody sacks that will be given away for the 3 eulogies that get on the air. Maybe you'd like to say a moment of the show that you enjoyed over the past. Maybe you'd like to commentate on his physical appearance. Or maybe you'd like to tell him to shut up and just play a little bit more music. Whatever it is. 131060 with Danny Lakey Goody Sacks up for grabs next as we continue with Vicar David and Daniel Lakey's funeral.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It is the Danny Lakey Late Show with Vicar David taking on the responsibility of this young man's funeral that we've almost come to the conclusion of. Unfortunately, Daniel Lakey passed away 20 minutes ago. Due to the fast-paced nature of live radio, it is up to I, Vicar David, to celebrate his life, quickly move on, continue to play commercial top 40 hits, and find a replacement as soon as possible. We now welcome members of the public to share their favourite memories. Eulogies for Lakey.
Ayo, it's time to say Lakey's eulogies. Why don't you call 131060?
With 3 Danny Lakey goody sacks left in this man's will, we invite Peter from Hilltop to say a few words. When you're ready, Slippery P.
Oh, it's a tragedy. Look, no long hair and no beard. As a truck driver, I'm going to be driving up the Hume now with nothing to do.
It's going to be very, very lonely. May I recommend a couple of Red Bulls? Maybe stopping off at those suspicious truck stops where those ladies in the short skirts inhabit. And maybe
they
treat yourself.
Make me think of Danny and miss him more.
This is very true, Peter in Hilltop. One can only remember and listen to the podcasts at hit.com.au. Enjoy your Danny Lakey goody sack. Caroline in Canberra. Hello.
Hello. I'm going to really miss him. I was so sad to hear him go. And I'm going to miss his beard and all his things he used to say. May he rest in peace.
He did say a lot of things.
Lots of things. They're really funny. He was really funny, but I don't want to, you know, take the mood away from the sadness that I feel now that he's not here.
Summed up so beautifully, and it's just like Nelly Furtado said, flames to dust, lovers to friends, why do all good things come to an end? Jack in Camp Hill, third and final call for a final Danny Lakey goody sack. Leave the words when you're ready.
Yes, Danny Lakey, I was going through a really rough time in my life, and Danny Lakey was always there for me every step of the way when I was upset, when I was depressed. And I loved every word that came out of his mouth, so I'm really going to miss him, but I'm sure that there's many more to replace him that could be better to help me through whatever I'm going through. All I can do is just thank you.
It was very nice for half a second there, until you suggested a replacement of equal or better value, which I don't think's quite true. Jack, if you can just look down for half a second and then glance across to your left nipple. See what's hiding behind there? A big old heart. And I'll tell you something, young boy. He's always going to be in there for you. Thank you, Jack, from Camp Hill. Enjoy the Danny Lakey goody sack. It is, well, without further ado, that we welcome Vanessa Amorosi to the stage to sing Danny Lakey's favourite song, Shine. With a little known fact, as Vanessa was writing this song, before Mark Holden got his grubby little mitts all over her creative control, it was actually called Die. And every time in the lyrics that we all know and love where she says shine, it was in fact actually supposed to be Die. I can't think of anything more fitting for Vanessa Amorosi to now take the stage. Over to you.
Hey, Danny, best of luck up there. We're going to miss you. Here we go.
You say that you never had a mom and nobody needs you. So cry, so cry. You believe that life rolls by just to deceive you. Buy your time, buy your time. You're getting old, and the longer you take, slower your pain will grow. It won't grow, it won't grow. You can close your eyes and hope the window open, then you got a brand new life. Don't you find that you can't hide? You could give your life, you can lose your soul, you can bang your head, or you can drown in a hole. Nothing lasts forever, but you can try. Look around you, everyone you see, everyone you know is gonna die. Oh, you know, you know, you know we are. So grow up and make the best of what you got. Of what you got. Of what you got. The days are going by and you're sitting on your ass and you're wondering why. You could give your life, you could lose your soul, you can bang your head or you can drown in a hole. Nothing lasts forever, but you can try. Look around you, everyone you see, everyone you know is gonna die. Oh, you know, you know, you know we are. We're all living to die.
The Danny Lakey Light Show.
It is the Danny Lakey Light Show right around the country on 131060. I know what you're thinking. Haven't you passed away? Aren't you deceased? Indeed, I am deceased. I'm broadcasting live from heaven. Yes, if Kate Langbrook can do a drive show from Italy, Bologna, I too can do a night show from heaven. In heaven. Vanessa Amorosi, what are you doing here?
Well, apparently if you play at somebody's funeral, you get a VIP pass up there. So here I am.
Jesus.
Vanessa Amorosi's This Is Who I Am went to number one in Australia. And this song will always be number one in our hearts. Please welcome to the Danny Lakey Late Show, live from heaven, Vanessa Amorosi.
Wow, now I hope it is Vanessa Amorosi, not Vanessa Amorosi, because people have been known to chuck out an Ospomb from time to time. I'm chucking out Ospombs, Vanessa.
It's Amorosi, but I just take both. I take both, it's fine. I'm not worried.
Oh God, heaven forbid we got your name wrong.
You're probably wondering what the harp is?
Yes.
Yeah, it's because every time you say a heaven phrase in heaven, it's going to play.
Interesting. What vitamins are you taking in the morning, Vanessa Amorosi, for a long, healthy, prosperous life?
Oh, I should start taking some vitamins, but no, nothing. Coffee, that's my vitamin.
Oh, goodness me, you're just operating on caffeine. No vitamins, not even a sneaky omega-3.
No, I'm pretty slack in that department, actually.
Goodness gracious. I mean, you couldn't tell with your vivacious skin tones. I thought vitamin D3 for sure.
Very random.
What are you talking about? I can start all the chats from heaven with vitamin chat. I take quite a few vitamins. Heaven only knows what they're useful for, because look where it's got me. Oh, there's that thing again. You met your man in a California bookshop.
Yeah, it was a coffee store, but it had books in it. So don't, no, goodness I don't gracious read books. Okay, I'm okay. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. It makes me feel slightly better. I was looking at this going, what is your life? A Notting Hill movie, for good sake? How romantic and soppy. That's quite cool, though, because usually people just like meet their love of their life on Tinder and stuff these days. That's like really romantic still.
Yeah, it was kind of random. I was actually running late for work and it was the worst time to meet anybody, but that's how things kind of roll out.
One of my biggest regrets is not going up to like people that I find really attractive and sort of saying something during the day. Usually I need like the guise of alcohol or some sort of like nighttime setup to think that it's a good idea to go and approach someone. What would your recommendation be for a man who's probably a 4.5 out of 10, who's slightly intimidating and hairy, going up to the love of his life at a train station or like a restaurant in the middle of the day?
I think, what have you got to lose? You should definitely be doing that.
Maybe I could find my match made in heaven. Oh, shit.
Just do it. That's attractive.
I mean, it's too late for me now, but I mean,
never know up there.
There's a couple of lookers up here. I'll tell you what, there's the Philadelphia cream cheese lady just giving me the eyes right now, as a matter of fact. You forget because, you know, you've been around for so long now, and I mean that in a great way. Like, you were the soundtrack of so many people's sort of childhood and adolescence growing up. You had 8 top 15 singles on the ARIA charts, which is amazing. Which song do people come up and sort of like sing to you and be like, oh my God, Vanessa Amorosi? Is it the Absolutely Everybody? Is it a Shine? What is it?
Actually, it's been Mr. Mysterious the last couple of weeks, and I've been really surprised by that, actually. And even random songs that I've totally forgotten about, like really obscure ones, like Tent by the Sea. I'm like, did I really do that? I have no idea.
I'm unaware of the Tent by the Sea, but I'd come up to you and do a little Mr. Mysterious. Got me so serious. Now I'm delirious.
Look, even you know it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it when people come up and start singing my songs.
Well, that's good, because I was wondering that, like whether you sort of embrace it. Like, heaven's sake, let me eat my soup. Sorry, not a heaven reference there, by the way.
No, I love it.
Yeah. Your new song, Heavy Lies, The Head. That's cool, because if you're a bad person, you got to live with that. And if they're fine with that, then heaven help them, huh?
Yep, it's definitely about karma, that's for sure. Yeah. Inspired by that.
I like the video clip as well. It's cool. You haven't aged one bit.
Thank you. I'm fitter than I've ever been now.
Great.
Yeah, hubby's like all about fitness and lifestyle and, I don't know, you know, that whole waking up early thing. Yeah. So that's definitely been incorporated into my life. So I'm much healthier than I ever was.
You only got one vessel, Vanessa Amorosi. I recommend exercising until the last day on earth. Heaven knows I would have. And thank heavens you're back as well. Jesus, double heaven gag. Heavy Lies, The Head Tour. Tickets from austix.com.au. You're doing shows all around the country from now till like the 18th of May, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be some good times.
The people have spoken. Thank you so much, Vanessa Amorosi. And if you haven't heard our new song, we're going to play it right now. Heavy Lies, The Head. Vanessa Amorosi back on the Danny Lakey Late Show. Thanks. You got to go back to Earth now.
Back to Earth. Yes. Oh, damn that. Thank you.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I'm doing the show from heaven tonight, because if you're just tuning in, I passed away about an hour ago now. Producer Jack, I have a suspicion, slipped something into my water in a series of unfortunate events. I've now found myself up here in the white fluffy clouds above. May I say, it's bloody nice up here. And I'm happy to do the show from here on out.
Can you see me down here?
Of course I can. I can see everyone.
Okay.
I can see you. Hello.
I can't see you.
No, I can see you. I can see the top of your head. No dandruff to speak of. I can see producer Jack out there. He's texting some boy on his phone. And I can see you driving there in your car. Stop doing that.
I thought, to be honest, that you'd be in hell.
# rude, Chewy Louie. I've done a lot of good deeds. Remember that time I volunteered in Uganda?
I'll give you that one.
I think that evened up the keel. I think that paid for all the bad things that I've done. Nevertheless, I'm here and it's a bloody good place, old heaven. Who would have thought? It's here. It exists. And let me tell you, it is heaven on earth.
What's the food like?
Gorgeous.
I just imagine everything to be white and fluffy and...
It is all white and fluffy. Everything looks like mashed potatoes, but you can choose whatever it tastes like. And get this, you can eat as much as you want and you never feel full.
Oh, and you never get fat.
No, not one bit. Everyone's skinny as all hell here. Yeah. Even the really fat people who died, they've thinned right back out.
Really?
Yeah, it's all great up here. A lot of people getting around as well. There's a heaven dog park. Of course, all dogs go to heaven. It's quite busy during the day, may I just say. Not too many cats getting around. Interesting, that. Yeah, a couple of celebrities I can see over there.
Can you see Elvis?
I can see Elvis. You know what? He's down in the community hall at the moment. entertaining the elderly. He's a real hit still.
He'd be loving that.
Yeah.
Is my old cat Jessie there? She ran away when I was about 8.
Interesting. Let me have a look around. Jessie! Jessie the cat!
She's a tabby.
Anyone seen a tabby cat called Jessie?
From Palmerston North in New Zealand.
From Palmerston North in New Zealand. You know what? I can see her, Shuey.
Oh, give her a little scratch for me.
Jessie, the cat from Palmerston North. Yeah, you, the tabby. Come over here. Louisa wants me to scratch you. It's great here because you think I'm shouting, but in heaven, no one gets annoyed. Shouting just sounds like angels and harps playing in the background. It's a magical place, Shuey Lou. I can't wait for you to join me one day. All in good time, my dear. It's fantastic out here. I love it. Producer Jack, stop texting your Colombian boyfriend, please, and get involved with the show. Just because I'm up here in heaven doesn't mean that you can just take the foot off the throttle. Got anything out there that you want me to do? Geez, it really has gone to shit down here, hasn't it? Oops, sorry! You're not supposed to swear in heaven, my apologies. Look, seems whilst I'm up here, I may as well share all the good news with the listeners. And on 131060, if you've got anyone, you just were wondering whether they got into heaven or not, you're more than welcome to call in the show and I can put a personalised message out over the PA system just to double check that they're here.
Are they? Are they? Ooh, are they in heaven?
I'm on Heaven Watch, guys. It's really good here.
You sound happy.
I'm the happiest I've ever been, Shuey Louie. I've got all my friends here. I don't feel lonely. And all the dicks aren't here, which is great. No one cuts you off in traffic. There's no shitty Facebook comments. It's bloody great up here. If you've got anyone, pets, friends, foes, celebrities, that you're wondering whether or not they made it into heaven, I'll be able to tell you next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Who would have known? Such a strong satellite signal. All the way up here in heaven. Yes, I passed away. Good hour and a half ago now.
It's been a while. I've missed you.
Time flies when you're having fun, Shuey Louie. I'm looking down on you down there and... Everyone, Producer Jack, still texting his Colombian boyfriend.
Can you see me waving my hands?
Of course I can see you.
Hi!
Hello. Hello. Yes, you can put your hands down now.
Sorry.
Thank you. look, we figured that I may as well, whilst I've got the opportunity and the signal's still strong up here and I can still do the radio show from heaven, it's probably best if people call in on 131060. And if they've got anyone that they were wondering got into heaven or not, whether it be a pet, a celebrity, a friend or foe,
I want to know if Elsa from Home and Away is there.
Let me look around. Elsa from Home and Away. Elsa. Excuse me, have you seen Elsa from Home and Away? Yes. Yes, she is. Yes. She's down the other end, Producer Jack. That's the thing. The oldies seem to congregate down the western wing. Whereas me and like all the cool people, we're hanging out on the eastern side. But word travels quick in heaven. Yes, Elsa from Home and Away is here, of course.
And you found Jessie, my cat
Jessie.
From Palmerston North.
Yeah, your cat. Elvis is down there. He's entertaining people at the community hall. There's a whole heap of people here. It's very busy. Who would have known there's so much good in the world, Shuey Louie? Crystal in Melbourne, hello. Oh, sorry, a little bit of a dodgy signal here over there in heaven. Probably the lines and the texts. They've never done anything like this before, so it's probably a little tough. A few teething issues. Sorry, I think you're coming through now.
Yeah, I'm here, Danny.
Hello. Hello, Crystal. Who are you wondering?
Hello.
I'll do a little roll call up here in heaven for you.
Yeah, I have a pet piglet called Donkey, and he died 2 years ago.
Interesting. Okay, because we know all dogs go to heaven. There's a few cats floating around. Not as many cats as dogs, obviously, to be expected. But there are a few cats. I haven't seen too many pigs.
Okay. You didn't eat him with his skin, did you?
There is a lot of pork being served.
A bit of bacon.
I do love a bit of bacon. There's bacon for breakfast every morning here up in heaven. It's great. Even the vegans get involved. Sorry, what did you say? A pig? Any pigs called Donkey? Any pigs called Donkey? No, that's a donkey who's called Pig. Other way round, please. Oh, there he is. No, there is. There is a pig called Donkey.
Oh, yay, yeah. Donkey.
Yeah, he's loving
yay,
it.
Thank you.
Little thing, right? Little thing with a tiny snout.
Yep.
Yep.
It sounds like a donkey.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, sort of pinkish, whitish colour, yeah?
Yeah, I think it was pink. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, no, that's the one. That's the one. I can see him right there.
Yay for Donkey.
Well done, Crystal.
Yay for Pork.
Yeah, he loves it. Thanks. Zane in Melbourne on 131060. You wondering if someone got in?
Yeah, I was wondering if my prep teacher, Miss LeBon, is in heaven.
Miss LeBon. All right, Miss LeBon. Usually the teachers, they hang out and have scones, cream and English breakfast tea down in the Western Wing.
Everyone seems to be down the Western Wing.
I'll venture down there, yeah. Look, Miss LeBon. How did Miss LeBon go, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm not too sure if she is gone. I was just wondering if she is and if you could see her.
Ah, interesting. So you're not sure if she's passed away or not. So she may might be best for Shuey Louie and producer Jack to start also looking for Miss LeBon. This is a full
I'll Facebook her.
Let's see. Miss LeBon! Miss LeBon! No, I can't see any Miss LeBon, which leads me to believe she's probably still alive, Zane. And that's probably the
her maiden name was Miss Dennison, so we could try that.
Miss Dennison! No, there's no Miss Dennison either, so probably still alive, I'd say. Miss Dennison or Miss LeBon. Very weird that you know your prep teacher's maiden name instead of name and is still very it's keen bizarre, on figuring out whether she's alive. Renee in Sydney, hello.
Hello. I was wondering if Amy Winehouse made it to heaven.
Wow, Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, is she doing any gigs there for you?
She would be entertaining.
I think, it was a little bit touch and go at the gates there for Winehouse.
Because as nice of
a heart as she had, she did have a couple of misdemeanors back in the real world. But they're quite flexible. That's the thing. Right. It's a very complex algorithm that goes into it.
Inviting community.
Yeah. I mean, you do get extra points because you can entertain. They do love dreadlocks up here as well.
That's it, yeah.
Ms. Winehouse. There she is, over there in the corner.
Oh, there she goes.
Get her to sing a song.
And she's, you know what, she's drinking grape juice that's non-alcoholic. She doesn't crave
so
alcohol
moved
anymore.
On. She has moved on. That's good.
Very good. #4.5 years sober for me. And #4.5 years sober for Amy. Yes.
Oh, love it.
Amy Winehouse is in heaven as well. Thank you, Renee. Sleep easy. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Hopefully not too soon.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Yeah, it is the Danny Lakey Late Show right around the country on 131060. Actually live from a coffin right now. And I know like for the last half an hour I've been in heaven. It's a bit weird. I think from what I can gather, my soul is in heaven right now. My physical body, because it hasn't decomposed, it is still in the coffin. And my brain is somewhere in between. To be honest, we didn't really think this bit through. But we are going to give away Khalid tickets right now.
Khalid's brand new album, Free Spirit, is out now, featuring Better, a new single, Talk. Yeah. Don't miss Khalid on his Australian tour this November. Tickets at frontiertouring.com. Khalid live in LA.
Yeah, this is going to be sick. Khalid is coming to the country. So much so, people are jumping on board that his Sydney and Melbourne shows have actually sold out. Don't worry, Sydney peeps. Second show has just been announced Thursday, the 5th of December at Kudos Bank Arena. Tickets are on sale. Cassie!
Yeah!
I am in a coffin right now.
Yeah, I heard that.
Don't even worry about me. You just live your best life, lady. I'll figure a way out of here. You are off to Khalid. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Not only am I going to hook you up with like a double pass, you and your bestie, you can head off to see the great man. I'm going to stick you on the standby list. You might be off to LA. Cross those fingers.
Oh my God, that would be the dream.
Khalid's brand new album, Free Spirit, is out now featuring Better and the new single, Talk. Don't miss Khalid on his Aussie tour this November. Tickets at frontiertouring.com. Ricky Lee, I hear, is stumbling around the cemetery. Word on the street is that she will stumble across my coffin next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
She was an Australian Idol in 2004, a mentor on The Voice in 2012, and was even a radio presenter in Brisbane. Please welcome a singer-songwriter who also loves to cook.
This is my ultimate birthday breakfast. Crispy as f*** bacon.
Ricky Lee!
Oh my God. I didn't realise that Danny Lakey died.
Psst!
Oh,
Ricky!
Yes?
Ricky!
Hello?
Don't tell anyone.
Oh,
don't
okay.
Don't tell anyone.
What, don't tell anyone you died?
No.
this is a bit weird. I mean, okay. my soul's in heaven right now, and okay. my body, it's still in the coffin, and I haven't really decomposed. It's a bit weird.
Amazing.
I'm so glad you're here, Ricky, because you're live in concert with A Star Is Born and your greatest hits Australian tour, where you're going to perform all your bangers, not only from the amazing A Star Is Born movie soundtrack, but all the stuff that we know and love from you as well. This is fantastic.
It is going to be fantastic. I don't know why this is so funny. I'm talking to a guy in a coffin.
There's nothing funny about it, Ricky Lee. And may I also tell you, you're probably going to have to do a lot of the heavy lifting in this chat.
All right, I will. No, I am. I'm excited to go on tour. It's a shame you're going to miss it because you're dead.
I am dead, but I will be watching above in heaven.
Yes, so I'm excited for you to see the show. It's going to be a good show. 2 hours, big show. I'm going to do some songs from A Star Is Born, and I'm going to go through all of the songs I've released for the last 15 years and sing all the bangers. I'm going to go back to Idol, do songs I sang on Idol, as well as stuff I did with the Young Divas. So it's going to be really, really fun. And we're going all around the country. We're going Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, Wollongong, Sydney. It's going to be fun.
I can see here you're doing it at the Dunstan Playhouse in yep. Adelaide on Saturday, the 28th of September. This is great because heaven is actually just above the Dunstan Playhouse.
Oh, amazing. Front row seats. Amazing. That's good.
I'll be in the nosebleed section.
I'll make sure I put on a good show for you. Oh, little hellish cough there.
Nah, I'm just coughing from the coffin. Don't mind me. let's talk about some of your old banger songs.
Yeah.
And of course, will also be played when you hit the State Theatre and go around the country.
Can I ask you a question? In your coffin, you've got, like, notes.
I do have notes. And I've got a light, which makes it slightly more scary as well.
That's amazing. That's good.
Here are a few of your songs that I hope will be performed on your tour. Hell No, which reached number 5. What do you say hell no to?
Doing an interview with a guy in a coffin.
Not just fried up mushrooms or skydiving like the rest of us.
Oh, you know what I say hell no to? Kombucha.
What?
That shit is disgusting.
You're nuts, Ricky Lee.
No, it's disgusting.
Also, I like the song Raining Diamonds.
I love Raining Diamonds.
This is a double question of Raining Diamond relations. What's your favourite weather?
Sunny?
Thought so. Also, were you aware when writing Raining Diamonds that if diamonds, one of the most precious rare gemstones in the world, started raining, it would lose all value and therefore the diamonds wouldn't be as special anymore?
That and also, if it was raining diamonds, I'm pretty sure we'd all die.
This is very true.
Yeah, we didn't really think that one out too much. It's a metaphor, guys. Mm. It's a metaphor.
I also like your song, Not Too Late. It's too late for me to become an AFL star. What's it too late for you to do?
It's too late for me to be 26 again.
Are you only 27?
Sure.
Great. Ricky, the only reason I actually got you here is because, well, it's a little bit embarrassing. I've passed away. I live away from my family. To be honest, I don't really have anyone to go through all my belongings. Especially that bedside drawer that I've got with all Danny Lakey's mystery bits inside.
Well, look, if you need any help, I'd love to help out a dead guy if I can.
You do that for me, Ricky?
Of course.
My house is just around the corner. If you can pick up those keys from producer Jack, who I assume is still in the producer's booth,
would you be able
to just roll around? We'll play a couple of songs and then we can cross to you live from my bedroom and you can go through my third drawer and decide what to keep and what to throw out.
But there's nothing like gross and disgusting and feral in there, right?
Have you met me, Ricky Lee?
Look, I can't wait to see what's in your side drawer. I know what's in mine.
Ricky Lee, broadcasting live from my bedroom next to get rid of all my historical sexual relics.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Broadcasting live from heaven. And one of the things I guess people don't really think about after someone passes away is that we all need that special friend to go into our bedroom and get rid of all our stuff. I mean, it's probably fair enough to like get rid of like old clothes and like tidy up your bed and like get all like your books and possessions and stuff. I think everyone has that secret drawer in their bedroom that they don't want their loved ones or friends to see. And that's where the special friend comes in. My special friend, Ricky Lee, who apparently is live in my bedroom right now. Hello, are you there, Ricky Lee?
Special friend sounds kind of sexy, don't you think? Everyone's got that one special friend.
That special friend, they know that they have to go and put on that rubber glove
and
search
through. It's like that unspoken word that they've got to go and clear shit out before the family comes in to, like, take all of your belongings.
Exactly.
You're going to have that one friend that takes all the bad shit. Okay.
Can we confirm that my parents or my loved ones have not been through? The rest of the room is still there, right? It's not all packed up?
No, everything is, I'm assuming,
as is.
Great.
The way you left it.
Great, fantastic. You've got there first. Okay, yes, Ricky Lee, it is that black sinister drawer right by my double bed. I ask you please to withdraw any judgment and just report the facts how you see them.
I'm not going to be able to promise you that I can withdraw judgment, but I can withdraw things from the drawer and talk you through what I'm seeing.
Oh, God. All right, Ricky Lee, open up the drawer.
Okay. Are these... Oh, this is probably what smells. These are, like, wraps you put around your hand. Are you boxed? Did you used to box when you were alive before you went to heaven?
No, you're talking about those boxing straps. Are they still tied up to some thick socks?
Yeah, they're tied up to socks.
Oh, no, Ricky Lee, what's gone on here? I stopped boxing a long time ago, but I use the straps to tie around my mattress and then I connect the socks to them and act as, like, restraint handcuff chains. Oh, no.
when they just need to be restrained for certain things.
Some people are into that, Ricky Lee. You told me you
Hey, I'm not judging you. There's some dingers in here.
There's some what?
Condoms. I call them dingers. Maybe I'll take these home. Oh, wow, there's a lot of condoms. Shit. Larger. Are you hitting on me?
They just slide right on, Ricky Lee.
I'm still pulling out all of your condoms. There's a lot in here. You, my friend, needed to have more sex while you were on this earth. Uh-oh.
Oh, no. What?
There's lots of lube in here. Could you used to have sex with lots of old ladies?
I get sent a lot of promotional lubricant for the show, Ricky Lee. A man can never have enough lube in his bedside drawer.
I mean, there's a lot of lube. I feel like I should have done it a plus. Super male enhancer.
Oh, no! No. Yes, I do have penis pills from time to time, just for those heavy, long weekends, Ricky Lee.
Can you tell me what rest of it doxylamine is?
Oh, those are the sleeping pills when I go on long overseas flights.
Oh, after you've had the stamina pills? You're like, oh, God, more lube. Talk to me about the baby oil and the bath and massage body oil. What's that for?
Yes. Well, I'm a textures man, you see, Ricky Lee. I'm all about oiling up and body slides.
You like the old slip and slide, do you?
Yes, I do. Well, yes, I did, should I say.
MSX Vitus Herbal Supplement. What are those?
Those are my first ever penis stamina pills, but I don't think they worked, or they were too, like, inconsistent. I think they're just cooked up by a man in China, and I don't like them. So you can definitely throw those out.
Which penis pills did you like, the MSX Vitus or the Stamina Plus Super Male Enhancer?
Look, to be honest, I'm more of a Stamina Male Enhancer, but I think if you get right to the back there, you may find some Camagra jellies, and that's my penis pill of choice.
Oh, sexy. Sexy, there's a little whip thing.
Yeah, that's classic whip.
Yeah, the classic whip. It can be friendly or it can be nasty. Mm,
yeah, you start slow and then you rev it up to fifth gear after a while.
They're more penis pills.
Do not tell my loved ones, Ricky Lee, that you found three different brands of penis pills. I'm only using one.
You have duct tape.
I did live a kinky life, Ricky Lee, and to be honest, the aim of this was to sort of separate the well-known artifacts that maybe my family want to see and keep for generations to come, and the other things that you just throw away into a plastic bag. I think just burn the whole drawer.
Oh, glitter lube.
Oh.
Wow, you're a fiend.
Oh, Producer Jack, what's happened? What's happened? Why do you look so scared?
Lakey, I've just received a phone call. I think you should take it.
I don't have any time now. We gotta go to another song.
It's the devil. You need to take it.
All right, put him through.
Lakey, this is the devil.
Oh, hey, devil, what do you want?
I've come to take you. There's been a mistake with the paperwork.
What do you mean? I'm a good guy. I've lived a great life. I'm a humble being.
No. Remember every vibrator you gave away on the show and every sex joke you've done? All those times you bitched behind producer Jack and Shuey Louie's back?
That's not true.
All those Redskins you stole from Video Easy when you were in grade 4?
I didn't know any better.
That time you accidentally stood on that gym junkie's iPhone in the gym and then quickly ran off and changed gyms so he'd never be able to hunt you down?
Well, he shouldn't have left it down there. He was a big, bulky guy as well. He was scary.
Come here, bitch.
No, devil. Please!
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Broadcasting live from hell. And I tell you what, it's a lot different than what was happening last hour in heaven.
It's hot. I can feel it from down on earth.
Oh, it's freaking relentless here, Shuey Louie. Do all you can. God, you don't want to be down here. Learn from my mistakes.
I think we all kind of knew there was a mistake when you were broadcasting from heaven.
You sounded too happy and I knew it was too good to be true.
Jesus Christ, it's so hot. It's so hot.
Who's there? What, and what's the food like? Tell me details.
Oh, you have to eat and eat and eat. Like all, like just the trans fat that drips out of all the deep fryers in every KFC restaurant in the country. Just the deep fried fat.
A lot of George Foreman grills.
Ugh, the worst of the George Foreman grills. George the shark, he's here swimming around the lava.
Oh no, you can't fall in there. Ugh. See ya.
Jigsaw from Saw, he's been chasing me around all day.
Watch out for him, he's creepy.
Matigliana the cat from Feral TV, God knows what she did. Oh, I've only been here 30 minutes. You know what they've got me doing for the next 3,000 years?
What?
Just hand washing all of Tony Abbott's budgie smugglers that have skid marks in. It's bloody ridiculous here. Oh, God, we are doing the world's hardest quiz.
This is the world's hardest quiz.
Yes, every single answer has the word or sound
hell
in there somewhere on 131060. Of course, a Love Honey vibrator, up for grabs tonight. If you know the answer to question number one, give us a bell. The world's hardest
hell
quiz. A US TV series hosted by celebrity hothead chef Gordon Ramsay. Oh, God. If you know the answer, give us a bell. Of course, every single answer has the word or sound
hell
in there somewhere. A US TV series hosted by celebrity hothead chef Gordon Ramsay.
All three of you are pathetic. You don't care.
I care,
chef. You're way behind and you haven't got a f***ing clue. Can we work together as a team?
Oh, my God. Love Honey Vibrator up for grabs. We'll do it next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. Yeah. This is the world's hardest quiz.
Yes, it is. It's the world's hardest
hell
quiz on 131060. Every single answer has the word or sound
hell
in there somewhere. This may be the most uncomfortable quiz I've ever done. The phone lines are playing up slightly. But Lindsay, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Lindsay. Jesus.
Hello,
real dodgy reception here in hell. Question number one, you were the fastest fingers through. A US TV series hosted by celebrity hothead chef Gordon Ramsay.
Hell's Kitchen.
Correct, yes.
Hell's
Kitchen is bloody correct.
All three of you are pathetic.
Question number two. A common German name and a piece of protective gear.
Common German name and a piece of helmet.
Helmut
is correct. Yes, his name is Helmut and he wears Unfelmut. Question number three. A popular brand of bread in the grocery aisle.
That's gonna be Helgers.
Helgers
is correct.
Is the bread Helgers?
Naturally.
Naturally.
What a fantastic advert. Question number four. Finish this sentence regarding the baby gazelle getting hunted down by a pack of lions in the African jungle. The lions pounced. The poor gazelle didn't have a snowball's chance.
Chance in hell?
Snowball's chance in
hell
is correct.
Woo!
Final question for a Love Honey vibrator. Earlier on today, I did this to Shooey Louie. What did I do to her?
I think you scared the hell out of her.
I did scare the hell out of her! I've never seen anything like it before. A Love Honey vibrator is all yours. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Shooey Louie needs toilet paper there. She shattered Dax. Did I scare the hell out of you?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It is the Danny Lakey Late Show around the country on 131060. And that is the end of the show for another night.
Hold on. What happened to the hell music? Thought you were in hell.
And all that.
No. No, no, no. No, but no. I think I reincarnated is what's happened here.
What?
Yeah. No, no, I don't. I think all of that was just for fun.
What did that happen in the last song?
Yeah, I think so. I think Ava Max sprang out the best. That must just be what happens. You
reincarnated
die.
As what? Yourself?
I guess so. What are the chances?
So you'll be back tomorrow night?
I assume so. I'm back in this body. All feels fine. All me hell blisters have healed up. All me heaven memories are gone. That coffin's not even over in the corner anymore.
But we mourned you. It feels like a waste now.
Tough titties with chicken schnitties, I reckon.
And you had the KFC and you even massaged Nat's feet, your office crush.
Yeah, it was nice, wasn't it?
She's going to be mad.
Stay tuned tomorrow. Last show of the week, of course, because we'll have a big Easter long weekend. But it's going to be a big one. Keanu Reeves on the show. Jay Wow from Jersey Shore. And, of course, Constantino all there. Have a good one.
See you later. The Danny Lakey Late Show.